This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. President Joe Biden made clear Thursday that the world should expect a more diplomatically engaged United States moving forward. AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
After 4 years of America First,
America is back. Diplomacy is back.
On his first trip to the State Department, the president sought to reassure a diplomatic corps maligned under Trump that it'll be at the heart of a foreign policy reset.
I trust you. I'm going to have your back.
He took a strong line on Russia, saying he told Vladimir Putin in a phone call, the days of the U.S. rolling over are gone. The president says he's freezing a U.S. troop pullout from Germany, ending support of Saudi Arabia's offensive in Yemen, and making LGBTQ rights a cornerstone of diplomacy. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Embattled Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, facing a House vote to strip her of committee assignments, said Thursday that she regrets some of the words of the past, but she did not explicitly apologize for her racist and violent rhetoric. Alternating between contrition and defiance, the newly elected Georgia Republican asserted in a House speech that she was a very regular American who posted conspiracy theories from QAnon and other sources before she began campaigning for Congress, but that those views did not represent her own.
What you need to know about me is I'm a very regular American, just like the people I represent in my district and most people across the country.
She also looked to shift blame while falsely equating her own endorsement of violence against Democrats with those in the party who supported racial justice protests over the summer, which sometimes turned violent.